It's Dire Straits on the mix on 90.7 WKGC in the Walk of Life. I love that song.
It's a great song.
It's just got a cool little hook. I don't even know what it's about, but it's that little organ thing in the background.
It's about the Walk of Life,
Scott. Yeah, I love it. radio station I used to work at back in my hometown, the sports guy used that intro for his sports stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's nice. How we kicked off football games. That's a little organ sound at the very beginning there. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, good stuff. Everybody have a good weekend?
Yep.
Yeah, worked hard.
Yeah?
Yep, did some painting and home improvements.
I did some pressure washing outside.
All right.
Oh, yeah, trying to get the stuff looking sparkly
looking
again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the white trim and the fascia stuff, it the dirt gets on it. Looks
oh,
ugly.
Yeah. You've got to clean
and
the
And once
white.
You start it, you can't stop because then it looks really bad.
Right. Then it's so, obvious.
Yeah, it's very obvious.
Yeah, so. Just like once I paint some of the baseboards white,
you got to
go all the way or they're next to a yellow one.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
It's just how it is.
Yellow baseboards. That's terrible. It takes a lot to cover that.
It does.
Yeah. So you used kills.
I did. I've still got a little kills on me.
She's a killser.
I am.
Something like that. Yeah. Good. It's a hot day. Yeah. It's I feel like we just keep saying that, but
it is. But the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network meteorologists say we're getting rain this week.
Are we?
Yes.
Because it's been looking like it's going to rain, but it never really has.
It hasn't. But I put his clip on the buttons if you want to at any point. And I was surprised, too, because it's tropical weather around. But despite the fact there aren't any hurricanes brewing,
right.
The northern part of the state, if you are like north of I-4 or in the panhandle, that on and off this week, we're going to get pummeled.
So I'm assuming this is the button labeled Heavy Rain Huffman.
That is it.
Let's hit it.
This kind of setup is well known to produce heavy rain and even flooding in some areas. We've got a front that's about to stall across the southeast. This will draw up deep moisture from the very warm Gulf, and it will dump several inches of rain over portions of the panhandle today, off and on through Wednesday, moving into North Florida and along the Nature Coast by the second half of the week.
Fun.
That's right. So it's coming tonight.
Well, I've got a kiddo who's in band camp for his first time.
Oh, ooh, fun.
So maybe this will help him out. Keep him inside, cool him off a little bit.
Right.
Because we've been telling him all the stories. You know, it's summertime. Mm-hmm. It's Florida. It's band camp.
I'll
you
got to
be out there marching.
That's right.
March
they could. They might get rained out. They might get to stay in the air conditioning after
maybe.
All.
Maybe. Well, if I was the band director, I think I'd cut the air conditioners. You know, you gotta suffer.
Yeah.
It's part of band
camp. Have to suffer.
Well, when I went to school, it was we're going to march nonstop inside until someone sweats. So,
wow,
really? You're gonna march inside until someone sweats,
even with the AC. That's the challenge.
Oh, please,
that's torture.
I think ours was we're gonna march until somebody throws up.
Oh, that's even worse.
Well, band directors, they're
well,
tough.
You always get the,
wow,
you always get the one person who locks their knees and then passes out.
And then passes out. Yeah.
You know, I was in a choral performance once where we had somebody on the top row of the
risers.
Of the risers pass out.
Oh, no.
It was a big event, and there are lots of lighting and such. And so they actually had the risers on top of platforms. So this was up pretty high.
Boy.
Oh,
and
no.
He was at the top, and it was a bunch of guys. So, I mean, we're in tuxedos. It's hot. There's a lot of lights, and you feel something behind you, and you just, it's instinctively, you just step aside. You think someone's coming through. Well, he did.
Oh, my goodness. Poor thing.
Yeah.
He just overheated.
Yeah, he overheated.
Yeah.
It happens. So, we always tell our performers, don't lock your knees, drink water,
Right.
Relax.
Yeah.
So, but we'll get that weather forecast from News 13's Ross Whitley.
We'll see how Ross, if Ross agrees with Jeff Huffman.
That's right. I do want to mention that before we take a quick break, we've got music from Sweet and Bruce Springsteen coming up here in just a moment. But programming today on 90.7 WKGC, sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. Lenny Kravitz on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, and that one called Fly Away.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking up something. So
Okay. Well, I have a little bit of music news this morning in headlines. Blondie and Liz Phair are set to
Does Blondie still tour?
She does.
Really?
Yes. They'll be Blondie and Liz Phair are doing a show in Brooklyn on July 20th.
I thought Blondie was a group. Blondie's a one person.
Well, no, she's a group.
She is a group.
It's a group. It's a group. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That was incorrect. You are correct.
I am correct.
You are correct.
I don't get that often. That's all right.
If you like Roy Orbison, his hologram tour is making its way across North America. First date is in October.
I just feel like I'm getting cheated on that.
Now, if I were to watch, depends on how much the ticket is.
If I were watching Todd Allen Herendeen do Roy Orbison, yeah. I feel a little better because I can reach out and touch him.
Yeah,
but the hologram.
Well, you're not really supposed to touch the performers on stage.
Well, that's true, but it's a hologram. I mean, I can watch it on TV. Why don't I just watch it on TV?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's the novelty of
it. I'm not into the hologram thing.
Well, in pop news, Camila Cabello has launched a new venture. She is now she now has her own makeup collection in collaboration with L'Oreal Paris. And she's the brand's first global spokeswoman to collaborate on products.
Fun.
Yeah. Do we have Havana? We never play Havana. It's a huge pop hit.
I don't think so.
I don't think
you know
we
what?
Have
but
it.
But keep talking you and I'll
need
look
to,
for it.
We need to play Havana. That's such an upbeat Monday song. On the country scene, Kid Rock. This is a party I want to go to. He has announced his fourth annual Fish Fry. It's going to take place October 5th and 6th in Nashville, Tennessee. He is going to headline both nights, and George Thurgood and the Destroyers are going to also take the stage. I'm not a huge George Thurgood fan. I just want the fish fry.
I like I like some of his stuff. You know, it's the drive-in music.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a guy thing, though, I think.
I'm sure.
Again, the fish fry event will have Ferris wheel, cool cars, cornhole, fireworks, food trucks, beer, and of course the fried fish, and the first ever General Lee Hood Slide competition.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Can you believe that's the Hood Slide
competition? I need to sign up.
Yeah, you do.
Going to do that one.
Yeah, you do. It's a sport now. It's a thing.
I need to do it.
Also, Kid Rock kicks off a tour on August 3rd. The nearest date will be Jacksonville, but that will be an incredible date because Skynyrd will join him on that one
date. As in Lynyrd.
Yes, as in the band Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Like it.
That's September 2nd in Jax. Also, Loretta Lynn is back to music after recovering from a stroke and broken hip. The country icon announced her return to the studio by sharing a photo on her Facebook page.
Oh, nice.
So...
I like
that's
Loretta
good
Lynn.
To hear that Loretta is getting better.
Yeah. She's, you know, my first memories of, it's terrible to say, my first memories of Loretta Lynn are the Crisco commercials back in the 80s. But I was a young kid, so. But that was my first memory. And then I think I watched Coal Miner's Daughter and you know, all of that.
Do you fry your chicken in Crisco?
No.
No.
The first time I fried chicken, though, it was a fire. Okay. I'm an impatient guy.
Okay. So you just turn it on high. And
well, the recipe called for, you know, so much oil and just put one piece of chicken in at a time. And I was like, well, this is crazy. So I put more in and then poof, fire.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Brandon, do you know what puts out a grease fire?
Public service now.
I want to say baking soda? No.
I don't know if that would work or not. Salt, though.
Salt
does.
Salt does.
Or you cover it.
Yeah.
If it's still small enough, you can just cover it with the lid.
But not with your hands.
No.
That'll be bad.
Yeah.
And needless to say, the chicken was not good.
Yeah, we're not going to eat your food, Scott. No way.
It's been a while. I don't think I've tried it since then.
That's good.
We do have a vinyl play of the day coming really shortly, right around the corner. We're going to go back to 1970 for this one. We have that weather forecast from News 13's Ross Whitley coming up in just a moment, but you wanted Havana?
Yeah, can we play Camila Cabello?
Why not?
All right.
Here it is. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, I think one of the greatest songs ever.
I agree.
Especially from Fleetwood Mac.
I love Stevie Nicks' voice.
Landslide.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen him in concert?
I have never had the privilege of seeing them in concert.
Me neither.
But I sure would have loved to.
Yeah. Well, and they're touring again. Of course, they fired Lindsey Buckingham again.
Again?
Well, I think haven't they all been fired?
At some point.
Except for like Mick Fleetwood.
I don't know if Stevie Nicks has ever been fired.
I don't have any idea. They're a band that is full of drama.
It is. And yes. it's part of their appeal, I suppose.
I think so. They're this like time. A traveling
it's
soap
like
opera.
It's like a soap opera and a band all rolled into one.
Exactly. I love it.
This time, being voted off the island.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Yes, Lindsey Buckingham. Great guitar player, though.
Yeah.
And she's got a great voice. And they were married, right?
Yeah, at one time? They were all married to each other at one point. Yeah.
So, producer Brandon, you were giving us a little history lesson earlier.
That's right. This is a great day in history.
It depends. 1945, the atom bomb was successfully tested.
Well, I was thinking about the 1969.
Oh, yes. That's right. So, as well as the atom bomb being tested in 1945, 1969, Apollo 11 started its journey towards the moon.
There you go.
Fantastic.
But they didn't get a Tom Hanks movie after it, though.
No, they didn't.
It's Apollo 13. Apollo whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that was 13.
Was it 13?
Unlucky that 13. Landed.
But also, and I remember...
Well, that did not land.
13 didn't land. It had to make an emergency trip back home.
Right.
And even then, they still had problems.
Yeah. And I remember this day, 1999, JFK Jr. was killed in a plane crash.
Oh.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was big news.
I do.
Big
yes.
news. I was in college.
Because I think a lot of people were hoping maybe he would step up to to run for the presidency.
He had the look and, you know, anyway.
And popular in Washington.
That's right. So. 1995, Amazon opened for business, which today... is like Prime Day, I think, on Amazon.
It is. Yep. So other merchants are trying to compete.
Are they?
With other sales.
Hey, that's
yes.
fun. Let's get some low prices all around.
That's right.
We'll shop.
The folks at Target say they're going to match.
The Target?
Yes.
Target.
That's interesting. 1790, Congress declares Washington, D.C. the new capital.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
It used to be Philadelphia, right?
I believe so. And
was it anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Was it Philadelphia or Boston?
I think it was Philly. I think it was Pennsylvania.
I believe it was Philly.
Yeah. I believe Washington, D.C. was a swamp.
It was, and they filled it in.
And it still is a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who lives there.
No matter who lives there.
Swamp.
It is. I lived there for a while.
Did you really?
Well, in Maryland, right outside in the metro, the D.C. metro area.
Okay.
So
I've never been there.
It's a great place to visit. There's
I've heard
so
the,
many cultural activities.
The cherry tree blossoms or whatever are beautiful.
Oh, that is a great time to
Never
go
been there.
In the spring when the cherry blossoms are blossoming.
I would like to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see all of the, you know, the touristy stuff.
Yeah.
You ever been to the White House?
Yes.
I'd like to go.
Yes, and the Washington Monument and
Do you get
the
to go
Lincoln
up the
Memorial.
Washington Monument?
Yes, I've looked out at Washington, D.C. from the top.
I'll pass on that.
Oh, you don't like heights,
nope.
do you? Well, you might overcome your fear again.
Nope.
I mean, you rode in the plane.
The plane was different.
You rode in the P-38.
The plane was different. I had a parachute.
Yeah.
So perhaps if I climb it with a parachute, I'll feel better, but I just, No. No, my fear of heights, like, we went to, took a field trip in, I think, sixth grade to the Powell Symphony Hall in St. Louis, and we got stuck up in the nosebleed section, quite literally, like, the top row, and it's much like going to a hockey game where the seats are sort of, like, you're, like, climbing
a
ladder.
Steep.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know my mom would attest to this, like, I sat there clamped to my chair,
Aww.
Unable to move.
See, I don't have a fear of heights. I have a fear of falling.
Yeah. So
yeah.
neither one of you are going to be astronauts either.
Probably not. So.
Well, I wouldn't mind going to space.
I'm a little spacey.
Then again, just falling in general is a no.
Well, in current space news, NASA has held up some of the commercial space flights at Cape Canaveral.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to make them all get they all have to now go through a NASA approval process.
Are you surprised by this?
Before
because
they
I'm
can
not.
Blast off.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
No, I mean, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
I feel like they're just getting jealous that SpaceX is...
It's possible.
...is doing things faster than they are.
That could be part of it.
It's very possible. we have a vinyl play of the day, but I want to get one more song out of here first. Because this one hit number one on this day in 1966. A little group by the name of Tommy James and the Shondells apparently were in musical oblivion. And they came out with this song. It hit number one. And we were playing it on this show or on our radio station. I was listening to it. And my daughter was in the car and she asked, "What's Hanky Panky?"
Uh-oh.
That was awkward. Here's Tommy James and the Shondells, number one in 1966 here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Going back to 1966 on this day, hit number one, Hanky Panky, Tommy James and the Shondells. In fact, on the this day in history, it says Tommy James and the Shondells are rescued from oblivion. It's very dramatic.
Yeah. I didn't know they were rescued from oblivion.
They had a handful of cool songs.
Right.
Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure. Yeah, so yeah, yeah. Then it was a long while before they did Hanky Panky. Is that
I guess. I'm not sure the years on all of that, but okay. They also had Money Money and
oh, yeah.
Such as that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get to our vinyl play of the day. We're about 12 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and we're going back to 1970. And this is a song all about peace and happiness in a crazy world, and we definitely need that. Little Cat Stevens, and this is called Wild World. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's our vinyl play of the day on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC and going back to 1970. Little Cat Stevens and Wild World.
And it's still a wild world.
It is a wild world. We are 9 minutes in front of 10 o'clock and producer Brandon is going to be sitting here in the hot seat in a few minutes. You'll be hosting or taking care of, I should say, the county commission meeting tomorrow morning.
That's right.
Don't forget about that. That starts at 9 a.m.
The agenda is long.
Is it?
It's I
didn't
extensive.
You sent me the email, but I didn't look at it.
It is a long agenda tomorrow.
You got to stay awake, buddy.
So I'll be up.
Bring snacks.
Bring snacks, absolutely.
Bring coffee.
Yeah. So any inside tips that you can give us?
I would go to the Bay County website and read it over, because there are some public hearings, and if any of these properties or projects are near you, you might want to, I mean, you might want to participate. This is an opportunity. Every meeting is an opportunity for citizens to participate in local government, and this is a place you can really make a difference. I mean, you're not going to be able to lobby the guys in the swamp, but
that's right.
You can come before the Bay County Commission, and they will listen to you. I mean, there is a citizen participation at every meeting, but this coming meeting tomorrow does feature several public hearings, which is sort of a more extensive. You know, you actually get sworn in if you want to say something, and it goes on the record, and it does have to be considered, and you will be responded to
right.
During the public hearings.
And
there is
a
back and
forth. It's
a
great way to get your voice on 90.7 WKGC.
You will get on the radio.
You will. All right, so we're coming up on 10 o'clock, and we've got producer Brandon taking things over with Plain White Tees and Mr. Mister. I almost called it Mr. Misty. I was thinking Dairy Queen. You remember that, right?
Yep, Mr. Misty.
Some music from Bonnie Raitt and Question Mark and the Mysterians, Billy Joel, and more. In the meantime, we're stepping out of here. We've got some Bon Jovi and the Beatles to take you up to 10 o'clock. Here's Bon Jovi with a little Bad Medicine. This is The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC.